everyone. This is State of Mind, and welcome to my first episode. Honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm currently alone in my room, and I was doing some homework, and then I thought to myself that, you know what? I have been listening to a few podcasts recently, and I find them very interesting, so I decided to make one of my own. And I'm going to dedicate about an hour of my day just to kind of reflect and talk about the things that I love. Just to give you a little of insight about myself, I am a 20-year-old, I'm a third-year university student, and I'm currently a pre-med major. I love BTS. They basically consist 75% of my life at this moment, and I spent most of my day talking about science and just studying, so it'll be nice to have a tool where I could just kind of reflect and think about the seven boys that I love, you know? So I am going to dedicate this podcast to my fellow BTS lovers and, you know, just make new friends, have a little moment together and just share thoughts, think of our ideas, and basically, I don't know, share opinions. It's really nice to do. I always tend to do that with my friends, but it would be nice to kind of sit alone and reflect on those conversations and just kind of go into more deep thoughts. So if you're interested, go ahead and follow my podcast and keep up with it. Excuse my awkwardness. As I mentioned, this is my very first time of doing this. I haven't even pre-recorded. I don't have a script. I don't have a set list or anything planned that I want to talk about. I'm just kind of going with the flow because I usually don't do that. I'm very organized, and I like to have everything planned out very precisely. So this is a tool for me to kind of put that aside and just be like, you know what, just go with it and just live life for an hour of just kind of letting your mind wander. You know, it's a good relaxing time, and I hope that it'll help you guys as well with it. Okay, so I know most of you guys are like dying to know about my bias and everything. Okay, so let's go ahead and start. Okay, so my bias is Jimin. He's been my bias for around 2 years now, which is when I started liking BTS. And basically how everything started was I was in first year of university, and I was kind of sitting on a bench, and I had a 4-hour gap between my classes, and one of my friends came over to me, and she was like freaking out, and then she you know, she was like, hey, I know you listen to, you know, various genres of music, because I love music and I'm not very picky with it. There are a few genres that I haven't really been open to listening though, but she knew that I was quite, you know, curious, and I didn't really mind much. So she came to me and she was like, hey, there is this group that I listen to, and they are going to be performing at an American Music Awards. And it's going to be the very first, you know, group of that genre, and everyone's very, very excited. So I wanted to share it with you. You have to see it. Like, you know, basically when someone's like really hyper and they want to like share everything with you. So I didn't really want to like be a downer. So I was like, yeah, well, you know what? Why not? I have like a 4-hour gap. I'm not doing anything. It's the first week of school. Like, let's give it a shot. So the first song that she showed me was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and it was the music video. And I watched it, and at first I was kind of confused at some aspects, but honestly, the cinematography is what kind of grasped me initially, and I was amazed by it, and I was like, wow, like, what? How come I didn't even know K-pop existed before this? this is so beautiful. The song was really catchy. And that was it. So I just listened to one song and then we started talking about it and that was it. I went to my class and then I went home after that. And when I went home, I had some math homework that I had to do. So while I was doing my math homework, it was kind of like really silent. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put on some music. So I ended up wanting to, you know, shuffle around some music. And then I found myself mumbling along to Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the money, money, money part. And I was like, you know what? It's stuck in my mind. I know it's going to like bug me for like the rest of my life. So I'm going to go ahead and put it on. So I went on YouTube, I searched it, and then I was just putting it on repeat. And that's how it started. I was just amazed, and at first I didn't really know who my bias was. Like, I couldn't really pick a favorite because I didn't know much about them. And I'm the type of person that I don't really like to make assumptions or, you know, decisions before knowing the most I could know. So I didn't really have a favorite. I was just kind of there for the music and the cinematography because I love art and like everything. So yeah, I finished my homework and then it was that night to where I was like, you know what, I'm guessing they have other types of songs and like all that. So I went through all the other music videos and I went like, I watched DNA and like Fire and like Dope and like all that. And then I was really surprised because I noticed that all of their music videos had different concepts, and I was like, whoa, like they look so different now, like who's who? So I didn't know if they were like the same people or like, you know, I just had terrible recognition at first. And them having different colored hair and styles didn't really help. So I was just like, you know, like the typical person that just wanted to get into them, I was just like, you know what, I just want to know their names. That's literally what I said. And then I was like, okay, I'm up for it. The first person that I could recognize off the bat was RM, Namjoon, and Namjoon and like JK, so Jungkook. And they were kind of there and I was like, okay, like cool. DNA was the very second music video that I watched, and it was kind of, it was really bold. And for someone that hasn't really known about this her whole life, it was like, whoa, you know, like this is kind of cool. And I remember my first bias being Jin, because in DNA he just looked amazing to me, and like he had beautiful black hair and like his style was really attractive to me. So he was my bias for like a couple of weeks before I started like really, really getting to know them. And then I remember after like watching all of their music videos and everything, okay, let's backtrack a bit. I had the most trouble with Jimin because I could not recognize him. I was just like, who is this one extra person that just keeps changing all the time? And because I couldn't recognize him, right, and because I couldn't like pick him out most of the time, I wanted to focus more on him and like get to know this person. And I have a feeling because I was so eager to know who this person is resulted in me wanting to bias him. I don't know, but I'm not complaining. So that's what happened. And I remember a video coming up on my recommended, and it basically said how Jimin like treats other members and like all that stuff, right? So I watched it, and honestly I noticed that I had a lot of similarities with him, and it was as if he was a reflection of my personality. And I have a belief that people's biases in BTS is kind of a reflection of themselves, because it's where they find comfort mostly. So I've noticed that with most of my friends and most of the people I've seen, you know, them pick their biases and everything. And for Jimin, I don't know, I just felt very comfortable. It was as if, like, I knew his thought process and, like, why he acted the way he did. So I just became really interested, and, you know, I just saw how caring he was and how he treated everyone else, and it was just, he held a soft spot in my heart. And so yeah. And then after that, obviously, I watched, like, Fire fan cams, and I was like, oh my god, he looks really good in black hair. Like, oh my god, he's in all black. Oh my god. So, that's what happened. And, yeah, so I've been a Jimin bias ever since. But I do have to mention, though, I am, like, okay, when I say I'm a Jimin bias, I'm not, like, just a Jimin bias. Like, I solely am OT7. Like, I cannot explain how much of a difficult time I've been having for, like, the past 5 months, because I'm just lost. I'm like, who is my bias at this point? Because, like, you know, at first when you start, you're like, okay, I love Jimin, right? Or, like, I love this person, I love that person. And then you're like, oh dang, like, this person is wrecking me hard. This person is, like, really coming close. But then I have a very strong bond with my bias, so, like, I can't let that happen. Well, let me tell you, lately, that's been, like, out the door. I've just been like, oh my god, like, Namjoon, RM, he's been, like, there for, like, very, very long. And then also JK, Jungkook, has been... okay. But yeah, I just love them. I solely got into them because of their music and because of their creativity. And I was just amazed about the whole story and their campaign that they were launching. And it was, you know, really endearing to see that a group is using their platform and their, you know, foundation and their, like, tool, their power to give off a beautiful message. And I loved that their music didn't really consist of just, like, love and, like, just other songs that we hear nowadays. It wasn't the typical... they had a good vibe to them. And as I, like, listened to their songs and, like, I read their lyrics, it just hit me hard, you know? It, like, really held a special place in my heart. And just the way that they formed their lyrics, especially with rap line, the way that they express themselves is just so beautiful to me. And their talent is very, very, very unique. And I am not, like, okay, I am solely a BTS stan only. I only stan BTS, but I do enjoy songs from other groups. So I'm not completely closed off to other groups, but I feel like not only will it take so much of my time to stan them as much as I do with BTS, but it's also very, very expensive because your girl is broke. And, like, I'm a college student, I don't really have that many resources available to me. And I like to collect things, so I do buy albums and, like, their merch and their accessories. So I can only afford standing one group at this point. And I feel like I'm very picky with the groups that I do choose, which is very surprising to me that I have come so far with BTS. Because I don't do that. I usually don't, you know, go out and, like, buy stuff and support them in that way, because it's a whole business marketing system. But for me, it's different with them. So anyways, that's a little bit of information that probably you guys wanted to know. I live in California. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I have been to two of their concerts. I've been to the Love Yourself and Speak Yourself. It was crazy because I remember for Love Yourself, I was in P3. Actually, on my ticket it says P2, but it was like not GA, not the first two rows of like P1, but it was P2, but it was kind of like far. So to me it felt like it was P3, but like it says P2, so let's just say it's P2. I sat in P2, and that was just surreal to me. It was a little, you know, auditorium where it was at Staples Center. So it was just like, oh my god, like I'm there, right? And then for Speak Yourself, I went with one of my very, very close friends. She's like my best friend at this point. I went with her, and we actually got GA for Speak Yourself, which was a stadium tour. And it was so surreal to me because thinking of like them a year before that, and I was in a little, you know, I was in Staples Center, which holds like, I don't know, I don't even know, like 20,000 people, maybe less, I don't know. And for me to be a bit further, however, for me to be in a stadium filled with 90,000 people and like right there in the first row, like it's just, the crowd grew more, but I grew closer to them. It's just that whole surreal feeling. It's just, it hits hard. Oh my gosh, I don't want to cry. But yeah, if you guys want like more, a little like journal entry or whatever for me to talk about the concert, my concert experiences and like all of that, let me know. I had many, many interactions with them. So, and they're very, very funny. They're not your typical, oh my god, he made eye contact with me. No, 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 no. It's like I acted dumb. And like they probably think I'm like really silly and goofy. But like I can live with that because I'd rather have them think of me and be like, oh, this was a unique experience than for them to be like, oh, I made eye contact with a fan. You know what I mean? So yeah, I had a lot of fun. So let me know if you want to know more about that. What else? I met two of my very, very close friends by, you know, being a BTS fan. I was in my second year of university, so it was like already a year after I've known about BTS. And I was like alone in this. For a whole year, I was just like, you know, I have one friend, which is the friend that introduced me to them. But she like kind of fell out of it after the whole, that whole time where like she showed me about them. She was a BTS stan, but now she's not anymore. She's a multi-fandom of other groups. So I consider myself alone because in the first year she went to the Love Yourself concert with me, but you know she wasn't a fan of them as she was before, so it wasn't really the same experience as you would have with someone that's like crazy about them as I am. So I was just kind of like, you know, I'm gonna be on Twitter and I'm just gonna get through this, right? Until my second year of university, it was in my biology class that I met two people. And then if you guys, I'm not really gonna go in much detail about it, but if you guys wanna know the story of how we met, cause it's a cute story. I met them and ever since then, we've been very, very close. And our friendship, which I'm very, very grateful for, it's such a blessing. And it doesn't only, I mean, it started with BTS because like I saw that they had like BTS merch on and I was like, oh my god, like is that RJ, is that Shuki, you know? So like it just kind of started from there. But I am very grateful that our friendship isn't just revolving around BTS. BTS was the starter and like the spark of the whole friendship, but you know, I really got to meet amazing people just by being a fan. And yeah, that's where I'm at currently. I don't know. I have a lot to talk about, but I don't know where or like where to start and what to talk about. But that's basically where I'm at. I love like little conspiracy theories. So if you guys like want to know something about that, or if you have other questions, if you have like questions about BTS, my thoughts about certain subjects or like experiences, if you want to like share something, go ahead. I'm free and very, very open to knowing about your opinions and your thoughts. So go ahead and share them. I honestly really want this to be successful. So please show your support. I'm very, very grateful for it. So yeah, I might share a few more things if you guys are interested to know. But for now, I am going to go by state of mind. So if you have any questions, just be like, hey, state of mind, I have a question. Just like go ahead and share it. But yeah, that's where I'm going to leave you off. Today is Saturday, August 31st, 2019, and it's JK's birthday celebratory. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry if I bored you, but I'm trying my best with my first episode. Bear with me. Please come back. I don't know where I'm gonna take this for the next episode, but if you guys could give me ideas, that would be much appreciated. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Love you.